American Language Course, Situation Tape 7. Look at the pictures for Situation 7.
Hello, I'm Coach Stone. Glad to see you. Mr. Green said you were interested in our physical training classes here at the high school. In the physical education or training classes, our students do regular exercises. Say exercise. Regular exercises. Regular exercises can make our students strong. Look at picture one. This student is doing push-ups. Push-ups are a kind of exercise. What are push-ups? Push-ups are a kind of exercise. In the physical training classes, the students do many exercises. Different exercises can make your body strong. Look at picture two. Fred is sleeping. This is not an exercise. Jim isn't sleeping. What is he doing? Jim is doing an exercise. He's doing an exercise to make his arms strong. When our students exercise, they develop a healthy body. When a man's body is healthy, he's not sick. If you are healthy, are you sick or not sick? You're not sick. A healthy body is not sick. Exercise develops a healthy body. What does exercise do? Exercise develops a healthy body. In picture two, what is Jim doing to develop a healthy body? He's exercising. All our students need regular exercise every day to develop healthy bodies. Why do our students need regular exercise every day? To develop healthy bodies. When your body is healthy, you are strong. In picture two, is Jim making his arms or his legs strong? He's making his arms strong. Our students do regular exercises for about 1 hour each day. That is enough to develop healthy bodies. Enough may be a new word for you. Say, enough. Enough exercise. When the students get enough exercise, they are healthy. 10 minutes of exercise each day is not enough. Is 10 minutes of exercise or 1 hour of exercise enough for each day? 1 hour is enough. Many students don't get enough exercise because they sit in classes all day. If you are sitting in class all day, are you getting enough exercise or not getting enough exercise? You are not getting enough exercise. When our students have enough regular exercise, do they develop healthy bodies or sick bodies? They develop healthy bodies. If the students are in good physical condition, they will not become sick. Physical condition may be a new term for you. Say, physical condition. Physical condition. If you're in good physical condition, you aren't sick. Your body is healthy. When you are sick, are you in good physical condition or bad physical condition? In bad physical condition. In picture three, Tom isn't in good physical condition. His arms aren't strong. But Harry is in good physical condition. His arms are strong. If your arms and body are strong, are you in good physical condition or bad physical condition? You're in good physical condition. An airplane must be in good condition before it can fly. Will a very old car that won't run be in good condition or bad condition? It will be in bad condition. Is a new car usually in good condition or in bad condition? It's in good condition. Some of the physical training here at our school is sports competition with other schools. Say competition. Sports competition. Football, swimming, soccer, baseball, and basketball are games played in sports competition with other schools. The students play in competition to find out which students are the best. Why do the students play in sports competition? To find out which students or schools are the best. What do the students do to find out which students are the best? They play in sports competition. And what is sports competition? Sports competition is playing games with other schools. Some students don't like sports competition. It's difficult for them. These students don't have the ability to play games. Say, ability. Ability to play games. If you can do something well, you have an ability for something. When it's difficult for you to do something, when it's not easy, you don't have an ability for something. When something is easy for you to do, do you have an ability or no ability for it? I have an ability, you say. That's right. A student must have physical ability to play baseball. What must a student have to play basketball? Physical ability. A student must have physical ability before I can allow him to play in sports competition. Say, allow. Allow him to play. When I allow a student to play a game, I let him play. When a student isn't in good condition, I won't allow him to play. If a student is sick, is he allowed to play or not allowed to play games? He's not allowed to play. That's right. When I won't allow him, he can't play. In picture 3, I can't allow Tom to play football. He isn't in good condition. Why isn't Tom allowed to play football? He isn't in good physical condition. If a man is a pilot, is he allowed to fly or not allowed to fly an airplane? He's allowed to fly. Look at picture 3. Tom is not in good condition. I can't let him play football. What is another way of saying that I will let Harry play football? He's allowed to play football. Right. Now, look at picture 1 again. Is this student exercising or sleeping? He's exercising. He's doing push-ups. If he has the ability to do enough push-ups, will he be in good physical condition or bad physical condition? Good physical condition. In picture 3, are both students or only one student in good physical condition? One student is in good physical condition. Harry is in good condition. I'll let Harry play in sports competition, but Tom is not in good condition. What is another way of saying I will not let Tom play in sports competition? I won't allow him to play in sports competition. Good. In picture 3, Harry has good physical ability. He is a more effective football player than Tom. Effective is a new word for you. Say, effective. An effective job. If you can do a good job, you can do an effective job. When you do an effective job,
Do you do a bad job or a good job? You do a good job, yes. To be effective in sports competition, a student must be in good physical condition. Who is more effective, a man in good condition or a man in bad condition? A man in good condition is more effective. If you do a job very well, are you effective or not effective? I'm effective, you say. That's right. When you do something right and well, you are very effective. If a student studies many hours, will he be effective in class or not effective? He'll be effective. In picture two, Fred is not exercising. He doesn't exercise at all. This causes him to become too fat. Too much food and no exercise will cause a student to become fat. Say, cause. Cause. Exercising regularly will cause you to be in good physical condition. Regular exercise will cause you to have a healthy body. Will regular exercise or no exercise cause you to have a strong body? Regular exercise will cause you to have a strong body. A student in good physical condition can react quickly to anything that might happen. To react is to do something quickly when something happens. Can you react better to something if you are in good physical condition or bad physical condition? Good physical condition. You react to a fire by using water on it. When the students play soccer, they react quickly by running when the ball is near them. What do the students do when the ball is near them and they run? They react. That's right. A pilot thinks and moves fast, so he reacts fast. When you are in good condition, you can react quickly when something happens. What can you do when you are in good condition? React quickly. A man in good condition has fast reactions. A pilot must have fast reactions. He moves and does things quickly. In picture two, will Fred have slow reactions or fast reactions? Slow reactions. A man who is not fat and is in good physical condition has fast reactions. Tell me what a man in good condition has. Fast reactions. A man in good condition has fast reactions. Are you in good condition? If you are in good condition, what do you have? You have fast reactions. Our students are in good condition because they exercise and have fast reactions. When they exercise and play in sports competition, they use sports equipment. Say, equipment. Sports equipment. The students use sports equipment when they exercise or play games. Look at picture four. All of these things are sports equipment. Football players use football equipment. Baseball players use baseball equipment. What do soccer players use? Soccer equipment. When the students play ball, the ball is the equipment. When the students play football, what is the football? It's the equipment. In picture four, are these things reading equipment or sports equipment? They're sports equipment. Look at picture five. This is some of the equipment used to take a picture. Sometimes you have to adjust the equipment. In picture five, the man is adjusting the camera. Say, adjust. Adjust the camera. To adjust is to change something. The man in picture five has to adjust the camera before it can take good pictures. What does the man have to do before he can take good pictures with the camera? he must adjust the camera, right? If my television picture is not good, what do I have to do to the television? Adjust it, yes. When I adjust something, I usually change it. When my watch is fast and does not show the correct time, what do I have to do to my watch to make it show the right time? I have to adjust my watch. What is the word I use when I want to change something? Adjust. Good. You are learning many new words. Physical education, Coach Stone speaking. Oh, hello. Yes, he's here. Yes. I'll tell him. Yes. Thank you. Yes, goodbye. That was your friend, Joe Smith. He said he'll meet you at the hotel in an hour. Now, before you go, would you answer some questions? Good. In picture two, what is Jim doing? He's exercising. When the students have regular exercises, what do they develop? They develop healthy bodies. In picture three, which of those students is in good physical condition? Yes, Harry is. When you do an effective job, do you do a good job or a bad job? You do a good job. When something is easy for you to do you have an ability for it or no ability for it? You have an ability for it. What do we call the games played with other schools to find out which one is the best? Sports competition. What is a typical sport in your country? Do you have the ability to play it effectively? What are the things that the students use in sports? The balls and things. Sports equipment. When you change something to make it better or correct, what are you doing? Adjusting something. What is another way of saying that I let a student play a game? I allow him to play a game. Will reading or exercise cause you to have a strong body? Exercise. In picture number two, will Jim have fast or slow reactions? Fast reactions. And what do you do to stay in good physical condition? Regular exercise. You have been using many new words. I hope you will remember them. Please come back to see me again. Your friend will meet you back at the hotel. You can get the bus across the street from the school. I enjoyed talking to you. Goodbye.
This is the end of Situation Tape 7.